Hey, Tom.
Hey, Keith.
Nice.
Hey, Keith, I'm still on that one for 657.
Okay, take a look.
Yeah.
Lordy, Lord.
So I believe we have a trouble. Remember, I was miffed and curious. Well, one side looks clean, and why is it low sync?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like the customer reset the modem with a paperclip.
Okay.
So that one port was kind of crashed. One side is low because it's a problem in cable.
Gotcha.
The other side is low because of the modem.
All right. So right now, always something. Right now, the first port is 16.9, attainable of 18.2.
Yep, that's good.
And the other one
is going to be like
is,
six.
Yeah,
eight.
Not good. Eight.
Okay. So that's the cable trouble. So, okay.
Awesome.
But
all right.
That explains it all now. So,
lovely.
And after that, customers aware that whatever the router's up, they got an IP. Once this is corrected to proper broadband, then the router should be fine.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, man.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Yep.
Were you able to pawn off anything else for anybody, or I still have those?
I took one from you, so I gave it to Barry. So it's, I think you have one left.
Okay. And which one is it? Just
hang with me. I don't know offhand. Hang on.
Sometimes they don't disappear off my tile, and then I won't know which is what.
It looks like it's the one on Lakeside Drive you have left.
Lakeside Drive I have left, and that's in Vernon.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you, Keith.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
Bye now.
Bye.